All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. I have to have a little bit of a shorter share this morning because we have to start the daf, punkt 5-2. But let's at least begin. So remember, again, we were speaking about the Piaget was making a distinction between kochos and midos. Kochos, strength, specifically, again, the form of physical strength, intellectual strength, ultimately can be self-started, right? Can be self-initiated. Versus midos, which have to be elicited from some type of external stimulus. So remember, again, the Piaget said that's why so many times in life, we have negative midos. Why? Because sometimes from our childhood already, we're used to eliciting those midos through negative things. So for example, I could have the mid of ahava, of love. But yet at the same time, again, if from the time that I'm young, that nida of love is elicited by love for all the wrong things, then over time that nida itself becomes corrupted. I could have the nida of kas, anger. But if that kas is elicited by all the wrong things, then that kas becomes something negative. So remember again, as the Piagetzna told us in the beginning of this parak, there's no such thing as a negative nida, because our midos come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come from the Sviros. It's just that midos can, and often do, become corrupted. So therefore, it says the Piaget on page Peches, first paragraph, Vegam Zos, Zibas HaDavar, Shamidos Nislap Shu B'Zuma Adam. Sometimes the midos themselves become wrapped in the Zuamas Adam, the negativity of man. Ukeshu Margish Midam Midosov, Lo mida kidosha margish, and when he feels a mida, particular character trait, it's not kaddish, it's not holy. Ava v'yira shal kedusha, aflo stam ava stam yira, v'yivcham l'shamishim ala kedusha l'hevech, rak mitchiloso hu margish midos gurus, ava l'shtusim, v'yira v'kas v'sinara. Again, like we said before, my love from my youth begins with a love for silliness, a kas and a sinna that are elicited by negative things. Skip down to the next paragraph because we actually read most of this already. Ukvisha makdimin lachanech ulahargilas hayeled, laorer ulagalos esmidosav bidvarim kidoshim. So this is amazing. Says the Piagetzna. That's why, again, with chinuch of our children, it's all about eliciting the midos through proper channels. I want my child to cultivate a sense of ahava, of love. But I want my child to cultivate that ahava for the right things, for the appropriate things. So from the time that my child is a child, I have to try to elicit this in the right way. Kach mishtanos tzurasan l'tov, v'umargish osan mil'tchilasan l'tov, ahava l'Hashem, l'Torah v'Yisrael, v'yira mimenu yisparach, v'kas al ovri rutzono, So from the time that our children are young, our goal is to bring out these midos through proper channels. I want my child to have a strong sense of ava, but I don't want it to be, as the Piagetzna calls it, an ava l'shtusim. I don't want it to be an ava for silliness. I want it to be an ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Am Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, for mitzvos. So therefore, again, I have to provide my child with those experiences. Same thing, now this is actually amazing. Kas, he says. So what kind of kas? How do I want my child to experience kas? So this is amazing. He says, Imroha bekerba ezen amichos. I want my child to feel a sense of kas if he finds some level of lowliness within himself. What does that mean? So I will say positive kas is when you get upset at yourself for your failures. But let me explain this for just a moment. Not get upset with yourself for your failures, like beat yourself up. But sometimes when you fail in life, the most powerful thing is when you tell yourself, I can do better. I can do better. I'm better than this. Again, I'm still good. I'm wonderful. I have plenty of redeeming character traits. I do plenty of good in life. I'm better than this. There's a certain kas, there's a certain mild anger that sweeps over the individual, and they realize, this is beneath me. This is not what I should be doing. This is not how I should be spending my time. That's the kind of kas we want to engender within our children, which is a sense of self-awareness. I'm better than this. I can do better than this. I can be better than this. Last paragraph, page Peches. Says the Piagetzna, this is not only when we're young, this is throughout our lives. How we have to make sure that we're using our midos in the right way. Kol kama shemosif l'shamish midos of lelo tov, mosif l'hamshich es midos ha'alyonas ha'ninsos b'kirbo, page peites, l'levushim migu'olim, u'midos yoser gros misrag shosbo, u'bama yiskadish la'ashem ve'efohim ha'levushim asher yislabish poem or Hashem l'shkon b'kirbo. So Rabbi said, this is amazing. As we get older, we have to ask ourselves, what are the experiences that we are using to elicit our midos? Well, say, isn't this a profound question? I want to cultivate within myself a sense of love, a mid of ava. And I need to cultivate within myself a sense of kas, yira. I need all these midos. Well, say, as the Piagetzna has shown us, midos come out when elicited by external stimuli. What are the stimuli that I am providing myself? What are the experiences which are bringing out these midos? Is it what the Piagetzna calls an ahava l'shtusim, right? Is it the ahava ultimately, again, for silliness, for things which are beneath me? Is it the yira of negative things, the chaos of negative things, right? Mostly understand the fundamental shayla he's asking, because again, those midos are there, and they will come out in a variety of different ways. The shayla is, what life experiences, what external stimuli am I utilizing to bring out these midos? He goes on, he says, V'chol shemosif l'takines midosav u'lekatshon lo yishar b'midos bilti mazikos levad kishar nagach ha'kasher v'ha'asar sherahu ba'atzmo rak she'i'ef shar lo ata l'hazik aflo b'midos mitukanos kufanas levad. He says something so amazing. The goal of my midos is not to prevent them from turning negative. So you know what he says? He's like, you know, sometimes people think that the goal is, I have this mid of ava, of love, keep it in check so that I don't end up loving the wrong things or the wrong people at the wrong time. Right? So he compares it to like a shar, like if I have an ox that gores, so what do I do with that ox? I keep it chained up. He said the proper use of midos is not to keep them chained up. It's to allow them to be channeled in the right way. Because when you go ahead and you keep the ox chained up, what does the ox accomplish? Not all that much. You keep your midos chained up, what do you accomplish? Not all that much. So the goal ultimately, again, is never to keep it chained up. The goal ultimately is to channel it in the right direction. He goes on, Rak gam ha'ilui asher midosav yekal al galos sfiros ha'al yonos asher nimshachos bo tisgalena mimorom ba'os ve'es ha'morom ve'kadosh bohen ya'avod v'yisparach kimo b'midos asher ha'morom gam kim midosav yislabish. And when a person channels their midos in the right way and allows the correct external stimuli to bring out those midos, then suddenly those midos go ahead and are cloaked, are covered, are enveloped in kedusha. Va'al yadan bo yishkon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself resides in those midos. Es nafsho yair, you will illuminate your soul. Ves nishmaso kiviyachol yichabek af yasiach. So we'll say, this is incredibly beautiful. So the Piagetzna, I will say, so bottom line. Remember again what the title of this parak was? Lahafoch, you can see it, it's on the top of the page. Lahafoch hamidos haraos lama ore'or. To turn your negative midos into rays of light. We'll say, how do you turn your negative midos into rays of light? It's incredible. Essentially what the Piagetzna says is, understand, your midos come out through external stimuli. Do you know how you go ahead and you change and you refine your midos? Change and refine the stimuli. So for example, you have a mid of ava, mid of love. And I've also, you know, sometimes the mid of ava gets corrupted. How does it get corrupted? I love the wrong things. I love the wrong things. So I say, so how do you change that? You elicit that love through kaddish dika stimuli. So through Torah, through mitzvah, strachat, find other spiritual experiences to bring in that midah love. I'll say, isn't this incredible? That's how you change around every life midah. Kochos, remember again, the distinction between kochos and midos. Kochos can come out on their own. Midos must be elicited. You want to change a midah. You have a midah you don't like. That's because it's being brought out, it's being elicited through the wrong external stimuli. Change the stimulus. Change the external things that are eliciting these midos, and you will refine the midah. An incredible, incredible lesson in Tikkun HaMidos. So we'll stop over here for today. Wake up in Meretz Hashem, the 11th parak. Shkoyach.